my brothers and sisters. The gospel reading of today's Mass is from St. John. St. John's description of the day when Jesus rose from the dead and appeared to his disciples in the upper room. He describes it as being the first day of the week. And more, not only the first day of the week, but also the beginning of a whole new world. For on this day, Jesus, our Lord and Savior, rose from the dead, and the whole world was indeed changed. And this is because Jesus has promised. And remember this. He has promised to remain with us, to be with us as our brother, our companion, our guide along the way. St. Matthew in his gospel tells us that Jesus has promised this. I will be with you all days, even to the end of the age. And the weary old world was never to be the same again. The Lord Jesus has given us three Easter gifts on that evening of the first day. The first gift is the gift of peace, you're most familiar with. Peace be with you, he said. My peace I give to you. In Hebrew, shalom. Shalom, however, indicates more than just peace. Shalom means God is with you. Jesus invites us into God's presence, and even more intimate, to be in communion with God Himself. The gift of peace, of course, the gift of Jesus Himself. Not a thing to be cherished, but rather a person to be worshipped and to be loved. Jesus of Nazareth, the Messiah, the Holy One of God, who gives Himself to you and to me, here and now and for all eternity. This is our resurrected Lord, the Word of God made flesh, and now dwells amongst us. He it is who is our Father's gift of love to His children, you and I, who now are rightfully called for the first time the children of God. After the gift of His peace, the second gift of the risen Lord is, of course, His love. Jesus shows us His discipline. He shows His disciples His hands and His side. He invites them to touch Him and feel the wounds from which He poured out His life's blood. He does this that we might know and understand how truly great is His love for us, and how we must now share this love with each other in this way. At the Last Supper, He will take bread and wine, offer it to the Father, saying, "Take and eat, take and drink, for this is my body offered up and my blood poured out for you." It is His and our communion, always together, never separated, and is also a reminder of our oneness, our solidarity as His friend, and also our willingness to share in the terrible price that Jesus will pay for the world's redemption. And so it is that Jesus offers his life as a living sacrifice, freely given for the healing and the wholeness and the salvation of the world. And he does it out of love. He himself has said, "Love one another as I have loved you." When they asked him, "What else, Lord? What else?" he would say again, "Love one another as I have loved you." In this way, all men and women will know that you are my disciples if you show love to each other in the same way I have shown my love for you. Yes, he is our teacher and he is our guide through life. But first and foremost, he teaches us how to live and how to love. Sometimes we misunderstand this gift. We think we must be perfect people, which we are not. Jesus is not telling us that we must love one another. He is telling us something much more important. He is telling us that we must learn how to love one another and learn it from him. And in the learning, to expect that we too at times will fall. And if, when that happens, we must take heart from the words of Mother Teresa to her sisters. This is a very famous saying, and it's a very good saying. Mother Teresa says this: "There is only one failure in life, and that is when you fall down, you stay down and refuse to get up again and continue your journey home to your Father." But to love the way Jesus loves, with his whole heart and his whole soul, is to discover something else. It is to discover with Jesus himself the joy of life, the joy of life itself. Now, the third and final gift that Jesus gives us on this most sweet day is the gift of God's forgiveness. All is forgiven from a God who loves, a God who wants only our joy and our happiness, who aches for us and weeps for us in times of sorrow, that we might not weep alone. And should we turn our backs and walk away from him, he follows even closer, so that he might catch us in our fall from grace and set our feet again along the right path. Love is the price demanded by his Son. It is the price demanded of Jesus, who hangs upon a cross, who gives his life out of love for us all, and looks up to his grieving Father from the hilltop of Calvary, and he asks those unforgettable and says those unforgettable words, "Father, forgive them all, for they know not what they do." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.